朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
其实弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战常常就是在这种最重大而且影响我们每一天生活、影响我们永世结局的事情上，从这在这里征战的。
So, spiritual battle always happens on these matters that matter are about our eternal well-being and blessing.
所以我们千万不要以为征战只是我外面身体受伤害啦，我被逼迫啦。我殉道了，都是指着外面这些事情。
So don't ever think that spiritual battles only happens when we are outwardly being persecuted, that we face the threat of being martyred.
这就为什么我们说属灵的征战，它其实是一直在进行。
That's why we say spiritual battles are always in progress.
仇敌来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The enemy came to steal, destroy, and to kill.
他可以用明的破坏，他也可以用暗中的腐化。
He can destroy outwardly in public, or he can in secret corrupt the children of God.
所以今天我们到底我们在乎的是什么？
So exactly what do we care about?
弟兄姊妹，这个东西，你我没有信主以前，已经被仇敌破坏无疑啊。
Before we became Christians, that value system is being destroyed completely.
当我们信了耶稣，不仅仅罪得赦免。
So after we became believers, not only that our sins were forgiven.
主要改变我们属灵的眼光。
The Lord will change our spiritual insight.
让我们能够从神的眼光来看我们今生。
That we get to see and perceive our life from the point of view of God.
让我们能够像保罗说，我们追求的是那看不见的，因为看不见的是存留到永远。
So that we too can proclaim just like Paul, that we pursue what's not seen, which will last forever.
我们诗歌本上有一个很有名的作者哈。就是 Charlie Wesley, 这个查理·威斯里的。
There's a very famous hymn writer, Charles Wesley.
有一个关于他的故事，他们家有十九个孩子，不是他们爸爸妈妈生了十九个孩子。
There are 19 children in his family.
那好几个都是很年轻、很夭折，所以剩下大概十一个。
So many died at young age. What remained about 11 children in the family.
所以他是最小的一个。
And he was the youngest.
那从小呢，他就有一个机会呢，年轻的时候就有一个机会。可以过继给他的叔父，因为他叔父没有孩子。
Because his uncle had no children, so he was once considered being given to his uncle.
他的叔父家里面非常有钱，他将来可以继承巨富。
And his uncle was a wealthy person, so he had a chance to inherit his wealth.
弟兄姊妹，那你就不用担心在 Cupertino, Saratoga 买不到房子了。
So that then you don't have to worry about not being able to afford a house.
有一个这么好的机会在那里。
So there was such a good opportunity in front of him.
但是这个孩子从年轻的时候他就知道拣选了。
But then while he was young, he knew how to choose.
因为我们的拣选是根据我们的价值观念。
Because our choice is based on our value system.
他说他宁可效法他的父亲，终身忠心的侍奉神。
He says he rather learn from his father to serve God faithfully.
而他不要那些丰富的产业。
And he did not care about those wealth.
弟兄姊妹，类似的征战其实都在我们的里面。
Similar battles also happen to us.
到底我们要的是什么
？What do we want?
这就是主耶稣回头问我们：你们到底要什么
？That's what Jesus asks us too. What do you want?
第三个问题。
Third question we have to face.
征战的第三个焦点。
The third focal point of spiritual battle.
是讲到生命源头的问题。
It's the origin of our life.
弟兄姊妹，生活是生命的发表。
Because our life is the expression of this origin.
今天你外面生活的 quality 活出来的样子是什么样子
The quality of your life and the style of your life
说明我们里面生命的情形是怎样
Will show the true condition of our real life
弟兄姊妹今天在我们里面永远有一个征战
There's always a constant battle struggle within us
还不光只是你是为自己活呢还是为神活
Not only that we have to struggle to live for God or for ourselves.
而是说到底你是靠着自己活呢还是靠着主活着
But do we live by ourselves or through the Lord?
到底是在主里面还是在我自己里面？
Do we live within the Lord or within ourselves?
那这个征战一直在的。
And this spiritual battle is constantly in progress.
你是随从肉体呢，还是随从圣灵？
Do you live according to the flesh or the spirit?
随从肉体就是死啊。
If you live according to the flesh, it is death.
而随从圣灵就是生命和平安。
If you live according to the spirit, it will yield life and peace.
这个跟你外面遭遇到什么环境是没有关系的。
And has nothing to do your outward circumstances.
当你真正是随从圣灵，你是活在基督里，是活在新造里的时候。
If you live according to the Spirit, you live in the new creation.
它的结局是生命和平安，叫我们得生命，并且得到更丰盛的生命。
The end result is life and peace, that we will have abundant life.
所以第三个症结点是生命源头的问题。
So the third focal point of spiritual battle is the origin of our life.
那我们这个人最常的第一个反应就是我们原来的反应，对不对？
When we encounter things, our first natural reaction is always our natural life.
哎，我们看见别人对我们不礼貌，我们马上就生气啊。
If someone is mean to us, immediately we get angry.
哎，我有人在那边批评我们，我们就骂回去，或者我们就纠正回去。
If someone criticizes us, then we'll talk back right away.
哎，我们里面常常会有第一个反应，像练词常常讲的第一个反应。
And that would be our first reaction.
但是接着会有第二个反应。
Then there would be the second reaction.
就是当我们调回到主里面的时候。
That if we go back to the Lord,
有一个新造的生命，有一个主耶稣的生命来替代了我们。
There's a life in the new creation, the life of Christ that replaced our life.
那个不再是我，乃是基督的生命出来了。
The life which is no longer I, but Christ that lives in us.
所以我们原来压不住的愤怒和委屈几乎过去了。
So the anger that we cannot overcome would disappear.
我们原来胜不过的试探和挣扎和瑕疵，结果发现靠着主那么容易过去了。
Or the temptations that we cannot overcome, that we can overcome by the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我请弟兄姊妹在征战的事情上不要再只把眼睛放在外面啊。
So please don't just pay attention to the outward things.
你要知道这三件事情如果在我们里面能够靠着救恩能够越早清楚地打好根基，你在征战的事情上其实是常常得胜的。
So if we truly face these three matters and have good solid foundation, then victory can be ours very often.
其实也是整本圣经里面征战这一条线一直在讲的事情。
And then this is the central themeabout spiritual battle throughout the Bible.
整本圣经从创世纪到启示录有几条线是一直可以拉下去的。
You can find some central themes throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
那其中有一条很重要的线就是属灵征战。
And one of the topics that run through the whole Bible is spiritual battle.
从创世纪一开始到启示录结束都是充满了征战的这条线。
From Genesis to Revelation, you see spiritual battle throughout the scripture.
而属灵征战的里面这三件关键的事情，弟兄姊妹，我们不要忽略。
And please do not neglect these three very important aspects of spiritual battles.
不要只注重外面的。
Let's not just focus on the outward circumstances.
要知道是敬拜中心的问题。
You have to realize that it's a matter of the center of worship.
到底是侍奉神呢？
Do we serve God?
还是侍奉马门？
Or we serve manna?
到底我们是在敬拜撒旦呢？
Do we worship Satan?
还是敬拜主？
Or we worship the Lord?
你会说我们不可能敬拜撒旦。
You say, it's impossible for us to worship Satan.
但是撒旦就把他自己隐藏在己的后面。
But then Satan hides himself before self.
所以我们为自己活其实就是为着撒旦活。
So if we live for ourselves,We're living for Satan.
而第三个是生命源头的问题。
The third matter is the origin of life.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在这里让我们看见这个征战啊。
So here we see spiritual battles.
那我们为什么会觉得代价太大呢？
And why do we feel that the price is too high?
我们觉得会这么辛苦呢？
That why do we feel it's so hard?
因为我们对征战所带来的祝福和重要性，我们常常忽略。
Because we do not realize the blessing of.Behind spiritual battles.
我相信弟兄姊妹记得我曾经讲过一句话。
You probably remember I once told you.
征战的确是要付代价。
It is true that we have to pay a price for spiritual battle.
但是不征战代价更大。
But we have to pay a bigger price if we deny, we reject to fight.
征战的确要付代价。
It is true that we have to pay a price for spiritual battle.
你知道美国丢下第一颗原子弹在日本。
when America dropped the first atomic bomb in Japan,
就光这么一颗原子弹多少钱吗？
You know how much that atomic bomb cost?
根据这个 Moody Monthly 啊，穆迪月刊说，这一颗原子弹可以供应一万个宣教士一百年的生活费啊。
According to Moody Monthly, that atomic bomb can afford 10,000 missionaries for 100 years.
那第二次世界大战花的钱可以供应150万个宣教士100年的所有的需要。
And what we pay for the World War II can afford 1.5 million missionaries for 100 years.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个征战不要付代价的。
So there's no battle that's free.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不征战，代价更大。
But if we do not battle, we have to pay even a higher price.
因为我们受的亏损，我们丧失的祝福太多了。
Because our loss of blessings will be too much.
弟兄姊妹啊，胜过仇敌，可以给我们带来哪些祝福？
Do you know what kind of blessings we will get by overcoming the enemy?
这个人的本性，如果征战对我没有好处的话，我干嘛要征战，对不对？
It's just human nature. If there's nothing good out of spiritual battle, why do we fight?
所以仇敌不让我们看见征战，到底可以给我们带来什么祝福？到底它有什么重要？
But the enemy doesn't want us to see what blessings will bring us by fighting spiritual battles.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得征战得胜能够给我们带来什么祝福？
Can you name some blessings out of spiritual battles?
刚才你们 worship team 叫我们要信心的歌，让仇敌失败。抽屉失败到底可以给我们带来什么？我答案有 五个点，你不要以为只有一个答案就不敢讲了。恢复信心，很好啊。还有没有？
Our faith will be restored.
还有没有？讨神喜悦，太好了。
And 希望 不要只是标准答案哈。
还有没有？弟兄姊妹，我们属灵征战上面哈，我们胜过仇敌，第一件事情就叫我们脱离仇敌在我们身上一切的破坏。
By overcoming the enemy, we will be delivered.From the destruction of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，光这个点就已经足够让我们应该起来征战。
And this is enough for us to rise up and fight.
多少人在仇敌的辖制里面被破坏？
So many people are being destroyed by the bondage of enemy.
犯罪、属肉体、家庭被破坏，人际关系被伤害，身体健康。弟兄姊妹，我们失去了平安喜乐，你要讲多少的东西，你都可以讲得出来。
Sins, crimes, our family being destroyed, and our society being destroyed. You name them, there's so many.
第一件事情就让我们脱离仇敌的网罗。
But the first thing we got out of overcoming the enemy is to be delivered from the snares of the enemy.
因为盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏，没有别的目的。
Because the thief come to destroy, kill, and steal, and there's no other thing that he would do.
所以当我们胜过撒旦的时候，就让我们脱离他一切的偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
So by overcoming Satan, we get to be delivered from all this killing, all this destruction and stealing.
第二件事情，征战得胜。
Secondly, by overcoming in spiritual battles,
能够让我们的生命成长、成熟而老练。
That our life would grow and become mature.
你决定不希望你的孩子从小生下来就被放在一个保温室里面无菌的从小长到大。
You never want your children to stay in the incubator forever.
你让他暴露在这些这个传染病的里面空气的里面让他可以 build up 他的健康的身体啊。
You want them to be exposed to the germs and bacteria so that the immune system will grow.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前征战得胜的时候，
So when we fight and overcome in spiritual battles,
我们属灵生命一定成长。
Our spiritual life will grow.
而且加勒约书亚说仇敌就是我们的食物。
Caleb and Joshua proclaim that our enemies are our food.
有一种属灵食物是只有得胜者可以吃的。
There's only one type. There's one type of spiritual food only prepared ready for overcomers.
你可以在教会里面接受别人消化过的供应灵奶这些食物。
You can always get spiritual milk or food that's being digested by other saints.
你可以读属灵书得到一些的供应。
Or you can read spiritual books and be nourished.
但是有一种特别的食物是只有得胜者吃的，叫做仇敌。
But there's one type of spiritual food that's only for overcomers, and that's the enemy.
那个食物叫神儿女们的生命刚强。
And that type of food will cause God's children to be strong.
第三件事情，征战得胜，征战不过是过程，那个目的是承受产业和应许。
And thirdly, the spiritual battles are only a process. The end of result is to inherit promises.
进迦南的征战，这不过都是过程，征战本身不是目的。
So all these spiritual battles are only process; they are not the end reason.
承受产业，承受神的应许才是目的。
The goal is to inherit the promise.
多少圣灵里面全备的祝福，圣经的应许都等候我们来承受。
All these promises of spiritual blessings are waiting for us to inherit.
就像 George Mueller 他读了圣经以后，他说我要向世人做一个见证。圣经神的应许都是可信的。
So after George Mueller read the Bible, he says, I want to prove to the world that all the promises in the Bible are believable, they're trustworthy.
开这么多的孤儿院，养了几千上万的孤儿，他就是凭信心。
So he built so many orphanages and raised up so many orphans all by faith.
他要向世人证明神的应许都是是的，在基督里面都是实在。
He wants to prove to the world that all promises in the scripture are true, and then they are yes in Christ Jesus.
这个承受应许不光是今生，更是在永世里面。
And these promises are not only for this present life, but also for eternal life.
第四个，它让我们这个人进入真实的安息。
Fourth, that by overcoming in spiritual battles, we'll enter into true rest.
弟兄姊妹啊，当你在征战的里面一直软弱失败的时候，我们一直活在受搅扰里面。
If we're constantly in defeat, then we're constantly being disturbed.
当迦勒把希伯伦打下来的时候
After Caleb conquered Hebron
约书亚记十四章说从此国中太平再也没有征战了
Joshua chapter 14 says From there on the nation enjoyed peace There's no more war
当我们在征战上得胜的时候
If we overcome in spiritual battles
我们就进入了安息
We will enter into rest
而在安息中我们可以来经历神在我们身上的建造
And in restWe can enjoy and experience God's building up in our life.
第五个，虽然第五个才讲，但不是代表它最不重要，其实是最重要的。
And the fifth, not the least, but the most important.
让神的旨意可以通行成就在我们身上。
That God's will be fulfilled in our life.
也叫神得着荣耀。
And that God may be glorified.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们真知道真正能够给我们带来这么多的祝福，而且这么重要的时候
，If we really know that spiritual battles are very important and they bring so many spiritual blessings.
你就晓得为什么我说征战是要付代价，但是不征战代价更大。
Then you understand why I say that it's true that we have to pay a price to fight in spiritual battle. We have to pay a higher price if we do not fight in spiritual battle.
我们所失去的，不要说是将来好了，永世里面的奖赏或是结局。
What we have lost is not only the eternal blessings in the future.
我们觉得那个太遥远了。
Because we might feel it's too far away from me.
其实他们很重要，但是我们就是觉得很遥远，好吗？先不管它。
Even though they're important, but we still might feel they're too far away. So, that's not talk about them now.
我们今生整个生活的品质，我们生活能不能安息，能不能蒙福，都跟我们得不得胜发生关系。
But even our present life, the life quality, and if we can have rest and joy, it all depends on if we have.The victory in battles.
所以弟兄姊妹，真实的信心会叫我们重视属灵的征战。
So real faith will cause us to care about spiritual battles.
而真实的信心会叫我们信靠神，不靠自己。
A real faith will cause us to trust in God, not in ourselves.
因为圣经应许我们征战得胜全在乎耶和华。
Because the Bible promises us that the battle and the victory is the Lord's.
征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
The victory of the battle is not up to how the number, but to the Lord.
不仅仅神是得胜的神
Not only our God is a victorious God
基督道成肉身在人性的里面完全得胜
Jesus, the word became flesh And then he had complete victory
所以当基督在十字架上说成了的时候
So when Jesus proclaimed it is finished on the cross
弟兄姊妹他已经替我们赢得了这场战争了
He has won this battle for us already
撒旦已经输了
Because Satan has been defeated already
那神还让我们上场来打仗
Then why does God still want us to engage in battle
是让我们有份于分享他的得胜
It's because he wants us to participate and to be partakers of his victory
你看打篮球赛好了
Just look at basketball game
如果 Mike Jordan 的这一队已经120分了
Say Mike Jordan's team has already 120 points
那我这个另外一队呢现在才30分
And the other team only has 30
还差两分钟了
And the game has only 2 minutes left
你发现这个很多其他的候补球员超龄球员都可以上场了
Then you see that all these backup players will all get into the game
那赢定了嘛
Because they have the victory already
但是又让他们上来了
But then why that they let the backup players play?
这叫做站在得胜的地位上来经历，来分享他的得胜。
It is for them to enjoy, to share the victory on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命就在这里面成长了。
And this way, our life will grow and mature.
那有人说，基督已经替我们赢场了这场 war, 这场征战。
If some says, Jesus Christ has won this war for us already.
然后底下的 battles 留给我们。
But he left the battles for us.
所以我们上去打，我们除非抢去了，没关系，我知道主已经赢了。
So even if our basketball, we lose the basketball, that's okay because we know that Christ has won the game already.
哎呀，我不小心又被人家吃了一个火锅，没关系。
If we are being ducked,That's okay.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有这个得胜的把握，因为得胜已经是我们的。
We have to have this assurance of victory. The victory is ours already.
所以这个东西会让我们勇敢地再回到战场上去。
This assurance will encourage us to go back to the battle.
那我们的经历常常是屡战屡败，所以我们不敢回去。
Because according to our experience, we are often defeated, so we don't dare to go back to the battle again.
因为我们觉得我们会影响，我们不可能得胜。
We feel it's impossible for us to overcome.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有信心，知道得胜是属于我们的。
But if we have this faith, knowing that the victory is already ours.
我们会从这个屡战屡败变成屡败屡战。
So that even we will change our attitude, saying that we're always defeated, and we will say even after defeat, we can always fight.
屡战屡败不等于屡败屡战。
Okay, being defeated at every battle is not the same as we fight after every defeat.
你知道我的意思吗?
Do you know what I mean?
屡战屡败是说你上去一百场，你输一百场
了。Even though we are defeated in every battle.
那屡败屡战就是我虽然输了，我不灰心，我还是回来打啊。
But then we will not be despair or discouraged. We say we will fight even after every defeat.
我从打一百场输一百场，变成以后打一百场输九十场。
Then maybe afterwards we will change from being defeated in 100 battles to only 90 out of 100.
那有一天变成打一百场，我只输十场了。
So maybe one day we'll only lose 10 out of 100 battles.
我虽然十次输了，我还是十次都会起来。
Even though I got defeated 10 times, 10 times I will rise up again.
然后到最后有一天我能够百战百胜。
And finally, I'll be victorious in every battle.
因为我的生命在主的得胜的里面不断地借着操练而成长。
Because through all this practice, my life is being built up and mature.
所以征战的里面什么叫做信靠神不靠自己呢?
So what does it mean to trust in God, not in ourselves?
第一个要知道得胜已经属乎神。
First, we have to know that the victory is the Lord's already.
征战的胜败不在乎我们人多人少。
The battle is not up to the numbers we have.
在乎神。
But it's up to the Lord.
那第二件事情，神亲自为我们征战。
Secondly, the Lord himself fights for us.
所以申命记说到，你们不要怕他们，因为那为你们征战的是耶和华你的神。
So Deuteronomy tells us that do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you.
所以神为我们征战。
So God fights for us.
就让我们学习在征战中来依靠他。
So let's learn to trust in him in battles.
第三个说到神亲自率领并且教导我们征战。
And God himself leads and teaches us to fight.
申命记第九章说，你今日当知道耶和华你的神在你前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。这样你就要照耶和华所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
Deuteronomy 9:3 says, But be sure today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them, he will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly as the Lord has promised you.
那这节经文就是我刚刚举的篮球的例子。
And this is the example I gave you about basketball.
他已经像烈火一样在我们面前先过去了。
Because he has already go across ahead of you like devouring fire.
圣经上说他已经先制服了仇敌了。
And the Bible says he already subdued the enemy.
Subdued 已经把仇敌瓦解，让他无能为力了。
And he has already collapsed the enemy.
然后让我们进来。
And then he leads us to go in.
让我们有份于他的得胜。
So that we will share in his victory.
就像狮子训练小狮子打猎一样。
Just like lions, how they train their cubs to fight.
以前是把野兽打得 90% 死，剩下 10% 让小狮子去赢它。
At the beginning, they will fight the prey until like 90% dead.
随着狮子的生命长大。
Then as the cubs started to grow,
它越来越流更多的 力量让小让少壮的狮子去学习征战。
Then the mother lion will leave most of the battle for the cubs to fight.
这个母狮子在旁边看，让少壮的狮子自己下去，有问题他再进来。
And finally, the mother will just leave the cub to fight all by themselves, and she will just observe and watch.
这就是诗篇一百四十四篇说的，他教导我的手征战，教导我的指头打仗。
And this is what the Bible.Means in Psalm 114 that he trains our hands for war and my fingers for battle.
甚至有一天我的膀臂能够开铜弓。
That until one day even my arms can open the bow of bronze.
诗篇十八篇你继续读下去，他说我能够跳过墙垣，我能够冲入敌军。
And if you continue in Psalm 18, you will see that he says, I will be able to go through a barricade, and I will scale a wall.
然后甚至我要追赶我的仇敌。
Or I will pursue my enemy.
不将我的仇敌灭绝，我总不回来。
And I will never return until I destroy my enemy.
我要打伤他们。
I will crush them.
我要使他们再也不能起来。
That they will never rise again.
我要将他们踏在我的脚下。
That they will be under my feet.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看见一个软弱如虫的人。
You see that a weak person like a worm.
神一路在这里亲自训练他。
The Lord is training him.
训练他，他手可以开弓。
So that his arms can open bow of bronze.
让他可以跳过一切的墙垣。
That he can leap over walls,
让他有勇气冲到敌军里面去。
That he has courage to run through the barricade.
让他能够打伤仇敌，让仇敌再也起不来。
That he can crush the enemy can never rise again.
他把他的脚踏在他的头上。
And he will put his foot on the head of the enemy.
这是神要教我们过的得胜。
And that is the victory God wants us to have.
今天多少人在仇敌面前投降？
So many people surrender before the enemy.
网络的色情送来的人就没办法抗拒。
That people cannot resist the pornography on the internet.
钱财的好处在我们面前，我们没办法抗拒。
We cannot resist the temptation of money.
脾气上来的时候，我们没有办法控制。
We cannot overcome our tempers.
想批评论断人的时候，我们没办法约束舌头。
We cannot overcome and we cannot tame our tongue to criticize.
因为什么？一切仇敌的攻击和破坏，我们好像毫无招架的能力。
We are so defenseless before the attacks of the enemy.
但是神要在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
But God is going to do wonderful works on us.
让我们知道得胜已经属于他。
So that we know victory is already his.
而让我们靠着他来为我们征战。
And through him, and that he will fight for us.
我们也借着他的教导，让我们可以学习征战。
And through his teaching, we also learn how to fight.
以至于我们能够得胜。
So that we too can overcome.
我们可以稳占得胜地位。
That we can stand firm on the victorious ground.
支取得胜应许。
And we can proclaim the victorious promises.
经历得胜大能。
We can experience victorious powers.
然后活出得胜的见证。
And we can live a victorious testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神还把环境留给我们。
We ought to thank God for giving us an opportunity.
那尤其环境中有难处的时候。
Especially when we have hardship in our circumstances.
神有特别的祝福要赐给我们。
Because God has a special blessing prepared for us.
有一些特别属灵的食物和宴席等着我们。
There's a special type of spiritual food and table prepared for us.
小征战，小吃一顿啊。
A small battles, small feast.
大征战，大吃一顿。
Big battles, big feast.
没有征战就没东西吃啊。
Without battles, we have no food.
弟兄姊妹，让我们兴起来为耶稣。
Let's rise up for Jesus.
能够有一天像保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Until one day we can proclaim like Paul that I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
And I have finished my race.
所信的道我已经持守住了。
And I have kept my faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
From now on, a crown of righteousness has been prepared for me.
因为他知道他活着为什么。
Because he knows why he lives.
他知道他在侍奉神。
And he knows whom he's serving.
他说我奔跑不是没有定向，我斗拳不是打空气。
He says I'm running not without a goal, and I'm fighting not without and I'm not beating the air.
让我们的眼睛不再只是看在外在环境或者仇敌的攻击。
Let's not just focus our eyes on the our circumstances or the attacks of the enemy.
让我们真正知道背后的主凶。乃是那空中执政掌权的。
That we have to know the culprit behind all this is the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
基督已经在十字架上将一切执政的掌权的掳来了。
But Christ has disarmed all the rulers and authorities in heaven.
把他明显的给众人看，然后仗着十字架夸胜。
And he has made them a public spectacle and triumphed them.Over them with a cross.
弟兄姊妹，今天十字架是撒旦最大的羞辱和致命伤。
And cross is the fatal shame to Satan today.
也像达比弟兄讲的， 在神的武库里面，死是最好的武器。
Just like Brother Darby says, in all the arms, armors that God has, death is the best weapon.
让我们靠着十字架夸胜。
That we will boast by cross.
主是借着死败坏的掌势权的。
Because through death, He has destroyed the power of death.
今天哪里有基督十字架被高举？
Wherever the cross is being exalted and lifted,
哪里仇敌就要受到羞辱？
There the enemy will be shamed.
哪里就没有仇敌的作为？
And there the work of the enemy will be no more.
我们一起感谢神。
Let's thank God together.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。